This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Riverfest starts today. We have the story.
President Trump wins temporary tariff victory in court. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
It's the 53rd annual Wichita River Festival starting today. Brianna Monk is CEO of Wichita Festivals, Inc., the organization that puts on the 9 days of music, food, and family fun. KNSS News asked Monk for a prediction on attendance.
I would love to beat last year. I believe last year we had an approximate of about 250,000, 260,000 people. I'm modest on my increases, so I would like to at least see 275,000 plus attendees at this year's festival.
Monk says the Riverfest has a huge impact on the local economy. And Riverfest buttons are on sale at local Quick Trip stores. The River Festival runs through June 7th.
The Trump administration is signaling new trade deal announcements, even as federal courts put tariffs in doubt.
A federal appeals court is allowing the Trump administration to continue collecting tariffs, putting a lower court ruling on hold that found President Trump exceeded his authority by imposing reciprocal and universal tariffs. Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt says cabinet officials are in touch with counterparts around the world
to let them know the United States will still be at the negotiating table.
The director of the White House National Economic Council, Kevin Hassett, told reporters he believes trade deals will be ready to be announced in the next week or two at the White House. Jared Halpern, Fox News.
4 days after a pregnant Wichita woman was shot and killed, charges were filed against a suspect in Sedgwick County District Court. 19-year-old Matthew Crescenzo was charged with first-degree murder and aggravated battery. Police say he shot 20-year-old Naomi Oglesby Sunday morning in the 700 block of South Laura. Doctors were able to deliver her baby. Bond was set at $500,000. Next court appearance scheduled for June 12th.
Bernie Kerik has died at age 69. The former New York City police commissioner was hailed as a hero after 9/11, but also faced high-profile controversies.
Bernie Kerik rose to fame after 9/11 when, as police commissioner, he became a steady figure alongside then-New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani. President George W. Bush went on to nominate Kerik to serve as Homeland Security Chief, but Kerik withdrew his nomination.
I don't want to distract from what the president has to do. I don't want to distract from Homeland Security going forward.
He pleaded guilty to 8 felonies, including tax fraud and lying to the White House. Kerik spent nearly 3 years in prison and went on to get a pardon from President Trump. FBI Director Kash Patel announced his death, posting that Kerik passed away after a private battle with illness. Jill Nato, Fox News.
The city of Wichita has a plan to save millions of gallons of water. Botanica plans to use the water that comes out of the pipes of the new water treatment plant during testing. Executive Director Dr. Lynette Zimmerman says it'll be used to water 250,000 plants in the gardens.
Blueprint for how public gardens can leverage innovative thinking and respond to unique once-in-a-lifetime opportunities.
Dr. Zimmerman says they expect to use over 42,000 gallons of water on plants this summer at Botanica. KNSS News Time now, 8:05, 5 minutes past 8 o'clock.
The NCAA baseball tournament regionals begin tonight, and we have Kansas State and Kansas both in action, so we'll preview those games coming up in sports.
Wichita Public Pools and Splash Pads are set to be open today, weather permitting. That story and more just ahead on the KNSS Morning News. KNSS News Time now, 8:09, 9 minutes past 8 o'clock. The City of Wichita Parks and Recreation Department says public pools and splash pads will open today, weather permitting. Cold temperatures and steady rainfall have continued across the area, postponing the pool opening since Monday. Today's Wichita forecast calling for sunshine and a high in the upper 70s.
Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents carried out a raid in Tallahassee, Florida yesterday, leading to many arrests. Fox's Luann Sorrell with the story.
ICE agents raid a construction site in Tallahassee, detaining more than 100 people believed to be here in the country illegally. Dozens of federal and state law enforcement agencies handcuffed construction workers and then loaded them onto a bus. All of this happening at a site that will eventually become apartments for students at Florida State University. The raid comes as a new state law targeting undocumented immigrants who enter Florida continues to be challenged in court.
And federal immigration officials say those arrested were from several countries. Some had been previously deported. Others had criminal records.
The NYPD is investigating two detectives who worked security at the Manhattan townhouse where a man claims he was kidnapped and tortured for weeks by two cryptocurrency investors.
A city official says one of the detectives serves on Mayor Eric Adams' security detail. It's believed he picked up the victim, an Italian national, from the airport and drove him to the townhouse. The other is a narcotics officer. The detectives have been placed on modified leave pending the outcome of an inquiry. The official says the NYPD is looking into whether the officers received approval to work security. Crypto investors John Waltz and William DePlessy are facing multiple charges in the case. The victim says they tortured him for 17 days before he escaped the home. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
Lawmakers in Texas have passed a bill. It lets schools more harshly punish students who cause disruptions.
House Bill 6 has passed both houses of the Texas legislature. It will let officials put students into in-school suspension for longer than a three-day period, and principals will need to revisit the length of time every 10 days. These would be kids who still do schoolwork on campus, but in a different location. The new law also lets all schools use out-of-school suspension for students who are especially disruptive, and they reversed older laws that limited suspension for younger children or homeless children. State Senator Charles Perry, who helped get the bill through the Senate, said, "We've reached a crisis point where some kids are such a deterrent to the overall learning process that this bill was needed." Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 8:11, 11 minutes past 8 o'clock.
And traffic right now. Well, the traffic volumes are thinning out a bit, but eastbound K96 approaching I-135 really backed up right now. Backed up all the way past Hillside at the moment. So you want to avoid that area if you can. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS in the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jad Chambers.
Now the forecast with meteorologist Ron L. Williams.
Nice and quiet for your Friday. Mostly sunny skies today. A cool, comfy start this morning, followed by a pleasantly warm high of 78 degrees. Wind's going to be light, only reaching 5 to 15 miles an hour. Perfect weather for the start of Riverfest and the Sundown Parade. With your Storm Track 3 forecast, I'm meteorologist Ron L. Williams.
Now a clear sky, north wind at 6 miles per hour, 60 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. What's happening in Wichita this weekend? Well, let's check in with Jamel Holoperic and visit Wichita.com.
Hey, Steve and Ted, it's Friday. Woohoo Friday, we made it. We have a lot going on in Wichita this weekend, so let's get right to it. Wichita Riverfest kicks off. Always a great time. You know what? This has been a Wichita tradition since 1972. Expecting about 250,000 people over the event. And things kick off with Everclear, Marcy Playground. And then the big ticket is Saturday night. We have Flo Rida, so you can get your ticket for that. You know, we'll have the parade, the fireworks, the food court, all kinds of fun events for kids, families, older people, younger people, you name it. So get out to the Wichita River Festival and have a great time. And then we have the 2025 Wicked Brew Tour. How this works, you pick up a passport at Visit Wichita at our office or any of the participating businesses. You can visit 10 breweries or 10 coffee shops, maybe 5 breweries or 5 coffee shops, totally up to you. And you get your passport stamped, and then you pick up a Wicked Brew Tour t-shirt here at the Visit Wichita office after you've completed that. And you know, I talked to this guy one time and he says he loves this event. He used to live in Wichita, moved to the East Coast, and then he flies back every summer to participate because he just loves seeing the breweries and the coffee shops and trying new places. So the Wicked Brew Tour, check it out if you haven't already. And then we have the State Track Meet. This is always a big event. 4,000 athletes will be at this meet. This is about a $7 million economic impact for Wichita. So pretty incredible to have all these athletes here. And when they come, they bring their parents, their grandparents, there'll be coaches. So it's going to be a packed weekend in Wichita. And so if you're out and about and you see an athlete, just give them a warm welcome and make sure they know that they are welcome to be in Wichita, and we're happy to have them here, and we are so proud that we get to host this event for the state. So a lot going on in Wichita. This summer is going to be a ball. So just go to visitwichita.com to find out all the information. Have a great one. We'll see you guys.
Thanks, Jamel, and visitwichita.com. Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS 8:15 on this Friday morning, start of River Festival. Of course, we encourage everybody to go out and have fun. Enjoy it. But over the past 53 years? Mm-hmm. You and I have been to a few festivals.
Yes, we certainly have.
I'll share a few observations with you this morning. At one time, when they began the River Festival, there was a flyover. And I can't remember the first jet, but it was an F-15 or something. But anyway, it came in about 200 feet off the deck until somebody, from KTV said, you know, we have a law that you can't be under 1,000 feet.
Yeah, thanks.
So the flyover just flew away. And I thought that was really cool.
But
one of the things that I really liked.
Remember when they had the B-2?
Yeah.
And that thing would fly over. That was insane. That was wonderful.
A lot of fun. The event that they don't have anymore, but we're going to talk about it anyway. The Twilight Pops to me was always probably one or two of the highlights of the whole thing. And on the last night, they would get the orchestra together in the Kennedy Plaza right underneath Century 2 there. People would bring out their lawn chairs, and you hear that they'd basically play some music and then conclude the 1812 Overture and with live cannon on the bridge over there firing.
That's pretty cool.
Absolutely cool. I would say you and I did. We actually did a live broadcast a couple of times.
Yeah, we did.
And a few years before that, I had another fellow. We did a live back several of them. And one place we did it from at Century 2 around the top there, there's a balcony around it.
On that second level. Yeah.
A couple of years, we got to be up there with our live broadcast. You could see the whole thing going on, the panorama. It'd be 3 hours of live radio that I didn't get a chance to do much in those days. And we'd bring in guests and had a beautiful, beautiful evening. But I think it's some great memories. And, of course, the River Run, been in that a few times, so. Great memories, and go down there this weekend and create your own.
How exactly. It was about maybe 5 to 10 years ago, something along those lines. I remember driving one of the vehicles in the parade, and you guys were actually up in a scissor lift.
Yeah.
Scissor lift doing the
play-by-play.
Doing the commentary of the parade, yeah.
Yeah.
PA announcing.
That was a fun year.
Yeah.
Hmm. We only did that 1 year.
Just 1 year. Yeah. They didn't ask us back.
Obviously, we did a terrible job, you know?
Yeah,
we were fired.
I thought it was fun.
Oh, it is. A lot of fun. Okay. Hey, 8:17, Steve at 10 in the morning here on KNSS. Let's take a look at sports again this morning. A lot going on this weekend with Ted Woodward.
Tons. We got the NCAA baseball tournament, regional play all over the U.S., and KU and K-State are in action tonight. Kansas State is in the NCAA tournament for the second straight year. For the first time in 14 years, K-State made it all the way to the Super Regional round last year. Kansas State is at the regional in Austin, Texas. K-State tonight at 6 o'clock, opening up against American Conference champion UTSA. K-State and the Roadrunners, they both played this year here in Wichita.
K-State and UTSA at 6 o'clock tonight in the opening round at the regional in Austin, Texas. KU is ranked 23rd in the nation. The Jayhawks are in play at the regional in Fayetteville, Arkansas. KU is in the NCAA tournament for the first time in 11 years. Jayhawks take on the Big East champion Creighton Blue Jays at 7 o'clock tonight. Creighton has won 7 in a row. Got KU at the regional in Fayetteville. And, of course, here in Wichita, the massive track and field Kansas State High School Championship meet, a two-day competition. All classes, every track and field athlete at the state level is here in town at Cessna Stadium at Wichita State for the next 2 days. They just got underway about a half hour ago. They're underway. 3,900-plus athletes are here in town for this meet.
Wow.
And that includes, of course, that doesn't include, who comes along, their parents,
their friends,
all sorts of things. So, massive track event. It's the largest track and field championship meet in the nation. And that's the next 2 days at Cessna Stadium on the campus of Wichita State for Kansas High School Track and Field. High school girls soccer. The championship games are tomorrow afternoon. And the Class 5A title game is right here in Wichita at the Stryker Complex. Undefeated Bishop Carroll against 19-1 St. James Academy. What a title game. That'll be at 1:30 tomorrow afternoon at Stryker. Bishop Carroll is trying to have an undefeated state championship season, one win away. It's a home week wrapping up for the Wichita Wind Surge in minor league baseball, just in time for Riverfest. It's a Turbo Tubs weekend. So it'll be the Turbo Tubs hosting the Tulsa Drillers at Equity Bank Park downtown. 7 o'clock tonight. Afterwards, the fireworks spectacular. 6 o'clock tomorrow night. 1 o'clock Sunday for Surge Baseball downtown. Major League Baseball, the Kansas City Royals are home at Kauffman Stadium this weekend, hosting the top team in the major leagues, the first-place Detroit Tigers, on a four-game winning streak. Coming to KC, 7 o'clock tonight, 3 o'clock tomorrow, 1 o'clock Sunday. All those games, Royals-Tigers, are live on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. Pro basketball in the NBA playoffs. The season is still alive for the New York Knicks. They win at home at Madison Square Garden, beat the Pacers 111-94. Off the bench for the Knicks, former Wichita State Shocker Landry Shamet played 14 minutes. He did make a three-pointer on his way to 5 points. He also had a rebound and a steal. The Pacers still lead that series 3-2 in the best of seven Eastern Conference Finals, but the Knicks are still alive. In the National Hockey League playoffs, Western Conference Finals, Game 5 last night. Edmonton wins on the road in Dallas, 6-3. Edmonton wins 4 in a row to win that series 4-1. In the goal for Edmonton, former Wichita Thunder goalie Stuart Skinner had 14 saves, got the victory, and goalie Skinner will be heading back to the Stanley Cup Finals. It's a rematch from last year. Edmonton will take on the Florida Panthers for the NHL title, and Stuart Skinner, the former Thunder goalie, is right there. High school softball state tournaments are underway around the state. Class 4A softball in Salina, number one seed, undefeated McPherson, beats Circle yesterday 10-1. So McPherson softball undefeated at 29-0, taking on Clearwater at 11 o'clock this morning in the semifinals. Clearwater beat Wamego 4-2 yesterday to advance. So we got both those teams in action. And in class 2-1A in softball, number one seed Dexter Cedarvale with only one loss is into the Final Four, and so are Inman and Leon Bluestem. And in high school baseball, among the smaller schools, the Class 2-1 is in Great Bend. Remington and Douglas are both still alive, both 2 wins away from a state title in baseball. And I got a little stat here for you, Steve.
Uh-oh, good.
90 years ago on this day, Babe Ruth played his last ever Major League Baseball game.
Ooh.
He only played in the first inning of the opener of a doubleheader between the Boston Braves and the Philadelphia Phillies. Phillies pitcher Jim Bibbin retired Babe Ruth on an infield grounder. Babe went back to the dugout, and that was it.
That was it, huh?
That was it after that career.
Wow.
What's the local connection?
I don't have any idea.
Jim Bibbin, the pitcher that got Babe Ruth out. 4 years earlier, he was playing right here for the Wichita Aviators in minor league baseball.
Yeah.
So a former Wichita minor leaguer retired Babe Ruth in his final at-bat ever. There you go. That's sports with Steve and Ted.
Keep it here for the Hannity Morning Minute. Sean says U.S. manufacturing is making a comeback. That's on the way. Steve is in the morning here on KNSS. Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 8:30 on this Friday morning. 60 degrees. The River Festival is underway in downtown Wichita. Law enforcement is in charge of security. And a SWAT team, bomb squad, canines, and drones will be on hand for the next 10 days. Police Lieutenant Stephanie Neal says, if you see something suspicious, report it.
I do ask that, you know, because given today's climate, that if they do see something that makes them uncomfortable or that they think is suspicious, that there will be plenty of police officers down there. So we encourage them to go report that to a police officer so we can address that.
Riverfest runs through June 7th.
Recent rains beneficial for water levels at Cheney Reservoir, which observed its 60th anniversary yesterday. In just 1 week, the lake is up nearly 1.5 feet. However, it's still 6.5 feet below normal. The conservation pool right now, the lake is 64% full.
Texas lawmakers will fall short of passing a state law social media ban for kids under 18.
The bill, which had already passed the Texas State House, apparently lost momentum in the state Senate. The proposed ban would be stronger than a Florida law that took effect in January, banning kids under 14 from having or creating social media accounts. Tech companies' opposition is being blamed for the measure's downfall. Many of those companies have a strong presence in Texas and have said it limits constitutional free speech. Republican Governor Greg Abbott still has not said whether he'd sign the bill if it got to his desk. GOP State Representative Jared Patterson said he'll try to get the bill through again during the 2027 session. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
A next-generation supercomputer powered by Dell and NVIDIA is set to revolutionize the search for clean energy.
The U.S. is getting a new supercomputer. It'll be located at the Berkeley Lab in Northern California and will be used by around 11,000 scientists, relying on the new tech for research across a variety of fields. Among those fields, the Department of Energy will be using the new supercomputer for research into nuclear fusion, a process that occurs in the sun and other stars and is seen as a potential source of clean energy. Here's Department of Energy Secretary Chris Wright.
This is just a tremendous time in scientific discovery. AI was talked about when I was in college. It's been a great idea around for decades, but now it's actually happening, and it's going to change how our societies work.
The computer should be finished by late 2026 and will be ready for users by 2027. Max Gordon, Fox Business.
When it comes to pets in the U.S., canines are top dogs.
The American Veterinary Medical Association says there were 45.5 million households in the U.S. that had dogs in 2024. There were just 32.1 million that have cats, coming in a distant third are freshwater fish at roughly 4 million. Now, dogs may be more expensive than other pets due to more vet bills, pet sitters, and such, but your pooch may be giving you a bigger bang for your buck as far as your health goes. The Mayo Clinic says dogs promote exercise through walking as well as reducing work-related stress. Jill Nato, Fox News.
8:35 now. Let's take a look at, it's time for the Blur Entertainment News. Ted Woodward in the Blur this morning. Right, sir?
Yeah. President Donald Trump is adding a rapper to his long list of pardons this week.
NBA Youngboy has been pardoned by President Trump after serving time on federal gun charges. The 25-year-old rapper born Kentrell Galden was sentenced to just under 2 years in prison in 2024 after admitting to possessing firearms as a convicted felon. He was later released to home confinement and had just finished that term. With the pardon, Galden no longer required to follow probation rules, including drug testing. In a statement he posted online, he thanked President Trump for the opportunity to continue growing as a man, a father, and an artist. His attorney said the rapper, whose stage moniker stands for Never Broke Again, can now focus on his family and career, including a U.S. tour in September. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
A former personal assistant of Sean Diddy Combs takes a stand during his sex trafficking trial in New York City.
Only the jury saw her passport and given name, but she was called Mia on the stand. She testified about working for Combs, calling the highs really high and the lows really low. She said the defendant's anger was at times directed at her, with food and other items tossed in her direction. Mia talked about Combs' input on Cassie Ventura's career. She added she also saw Combs attack Ventura and, in her words, crack her head open. Mia did describe Combs' attempts to sexually assault her, adding she never told him no because she didn't want to be a target. The defense has not questioned Mia yet. Her direct examination continues Friday. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Russell Brand appears in court in London, answering to charges.
The words not guilty uttered after each of the five charges leveled against Russell Brand. The first accusation of rape against the actor and comedian dates back to 1999. A second woman claims he grabbed her forearm and attempted to drag her into a men's bathroom at a TV station in London in 2001. A third accuser says she met him at a birthday party in a bar in 2004, where he allegedly grabbed her breasts before pulling her into a bathroom and forcing her to perform oral sex. The final accuser says Brand grabbed her by the face with both hands, pushed her against the wall, and kissed her before groping her breasts and buttocks. The trial for Brand, who turns 50 next week, scheduled to begin June 3rd, 2026, and is expected to last 4 to 5 weeks. CJ Papa, Fox News.
Singer Kelsey Ballerini, she talked with Jenna Bush on Today with Jenna and Friends about her experience on The Voice.
I mean, it's really bittersweet. I think ending my first arena tour, ending my first time being a coach on The Voice, it's just like this, it's just been such a beautiful season of doing things that are out of my comfort zone and bigger than I've ever done. And it's been really fulfilling in a lot of ways. I love being in that seat.
Now, would you go back? Because a lot of times people sometimes want to go back. They don't want to go back, but the chair calls them.
I never say never. I think it's all about timing. And I think part of the reason that I loved the experience, it was just the perfect time for me to go do that. And so, maybe down the road.
There you go, Kelsey Ballerini. The big Scripps National Spelling Bee finals last night.
Your word is éclaircie small.
Éclaircie small. E-C-L-A-I-R-C-I-S-S-E-M-E-N-T. Éclaircie small.
That is correct.
Congratulations, Faizan Zaki. You are the 2025 Scripps National Spelling Bee champion.
Bruh, you gave us quite a heart attack there a couple times, Faizan. How are you feeling right now?
I don't even know. I don't know what to say. I'm just really happy.
I mean, after last year being the runner-up, what was running through your mind as you were in those final rounds?
I was just ready to get it over with. I definitely wasn't expecting this, though.
There you go. The big spelling bee is wrapped up for the year. Scarlett Johansson, actress, speaking with E! News about hosting the Saturday Night Live season finale.
It felt like a runaway train, and by the end, I think, like, the wheels and the top and bottom were all falling off, and it was just crazy. I mean, the last sketch that we did was so wacky. It felt like a big blur. But you try to take your moments as you're doing it to look around and appreciate the, just the uniqueness of what you're experiencing and how special it is.
Here goes Scarlett Johansson. Actresses Sarah Jessica Parker and Kristen Davis appeared on E! News talking about Sex and the City becoming a comfort watch.
I think just how much it meant, or often that it was like a companion during a very difficult time.
They talk about it being their comfort watch, which is so funny, because we would never have thought at the time that it would be a comfort watch, but it's so flattering.
Yo, a little Sex and the City action there with Kristen Davis and Sarah Jessica Parker. All right, we're heading into the final weekend of May. Let's see what's up at the box office.
I'm Michelle Foligno in theaters. Karate Kid Legends. After a family tragedy, kung fu prodigy Lee Fong, played by Ben Wang, is uprooted from his home in Beijing and forced to move to New York City with his mother.
Sometimes it is the only way to move forward.
Lee struggles to let go of his past as he tries to fit in with new classmates. And although he doesn't want to fight, trouble seems to find him everywhere. When a new friend needs his help, Lee enters a karate competition. He meets Mr. Han, played by Jackie Chan, and original Karate Kid Daniel LaRusso, played by Ralph Macchio, and his journey begins. On Apple TV Plus, Bono Stories of Surrender is a vivid reimagining of Bono's critically acclaimed one-man stage show, Stories of Surrender, an evening of words, music, and some mischief as he pulls back the curtain on a remarkable life and the family, friends, and faith that have challenged and sustained him. That's Fox on Film on Fox News.
Here we are on this Riverfest opening Friday morning.
It's May 30th, and this is your Fox Daily Snapshot. Today is National Creativity Day. Founded in 2018, the day is meant to encourage everyone to celebrate the creative spirit and let their imaginations run wild. So whether your outlet is painting, music, filmmaking, even knitting, show the world your hidden talent. Also on this date in 1896, the first auto accident took place in New York City. Driver Henry Wells was taking part in a horseless wagon race when he lost control of his vehicle and crashed into cyclist Evelyn Thomas. Wells was arrested for the accident while Thomas suffered a broken leg. And in 2020,
ignition, liftoff of the Falcon 9 and Crew Dragon, go NASA, go SpaceX.
The SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket launched from Cape Canaveral, carrying the Dragon capsule to the International Space Station, marking the first time a private company launched astronauts into space. I'm Tushar Saxena, and that's your Fox Daily Snapshot.
Time for a big auction. Star-studded music icons.
Julian's Auctions is bringing back its fan favorite music icons auction, live from the Hard Rock Cafe in Times Square today and tomorrow. Over 700 lots will hit the block, including stage-played instruments, iconic fashion, handwritten lyrics, and personal items from legends like Kurt Cobain, Eric Clapton, David Bowie, Elvis, U2, Taylor Swift, Freddie Mercury, and the Beatles. The centerpiece is the Julian Lennon Collection, featuring rare Beatles memorabilia, including gold record awards for Hey Jude and Revolver, original lyrics, and animation cells from Yellow Submarine. The collection is on display at the Hard Rock in New York. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
That's what the man said. So won't you listen to what the man said? He said.
There he is, Paul McCartney. It was 50 years ago today, the release of the Wings album, Venus and Mars. The fourth studio album for Wings, follow-up to Band on the Run, led to a big year-long worldwide tour. This was the big single hit from that album, Venus and Mars, Listen to What the Man Said, which went all the way to number one on the music charts. From the album Venus and Mars, which was released 50 years ago on this day by Wings. All right, let's jump ahead another 10 years, 40 years ago on this day. Huey Lewis in the News, The Power of Love. This was recorded 40 years ago on this day in the studio. Wow. Yeah. Soundtrack to Back to the Future. That's the power of love. Huey Lewis in the News, first number one hit in the U.S. was this one right here. In fact, this song got nominated for an Oscar and a Grammy.
Wow.
The Power of Love from the Back to the Future soundtrack. They recorded this song 40 years ago on this day. And finally, Steve, we do have a birthday today of actor Keir DeLay. He's in several movies, including Madam X and the others. But he, of course, gained immortality for a very famous movie line in the movie 2001, A Space Odyssey, when Keir DeLay was aboard the spacecraft.
Open the pod bay doors, Hal.
I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't do that.
Oh, man. Still gives you chills. Open the pod bay doors, Hal.
I'm sorry, Dave. Wow.
That's good stuff.
Yeah.
Actor Keir DeLay from 2001, A Space Odyssey. It's his birthday. He is 89 today. Still wanting those pod bay doors opened by Hal up in space. There you go. That is entertainment news with Stephen Ted and the Blur, and that is brought to you by the guy that will help you with anything you need at your home.
Yeah.
Casey Cares Handyman Services. Kevin is your man, and boy, he'll get you fixed up. Anything, minor fixes, plumbing, electrical, renovations, remodeling. If you've got a list of something that he's done to your house, there's probably a good chance that Kevin will give you a nice estimate and get it done. Here's his phone number, 871-8845. That's 871-8845. Write down that number, because sooner or later, you're going to have to call Kevin. Casey Cares Handyman Services.
Prominent Wichita office building is up for sale. Kirk Sevenoff with the Wichita Business Journal update on the way with Steve at 10 in the morning here on KNSS. KNSS, Stephen's Head of the Morning, now 8:50 here on this Friday morning. Three big things.
Three.
Recent rains have boosted the water level at Genie Reservoir, still 6.5 feet below normal.
Two.
Federal courts dealing with President Trump's tariff plans. New trade announcements expected soon.
One.
Wichita River Festival 53 begins today. Music, food, and family fun through June 7th. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
And with Riverfest comes downtown traffic. Just be aware, it's going to take you plenty of time to get through that downtown area. Avoid it if you can. Or if you're headed to Riverfest, just expect things to take a little bit longer. Park and have yourself a really good time at Riverfest this weekend. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. In the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center, I'm Jad Chambers.
Sunny today with a high of 77 degrees. Clear tonight, the overnight low 55. For Saturday, tomorrow, sunny and warmer. Tomorrow's high up to 86 degrees. And then on Sunday, a sunny sky with a high of 84. Now a clear sky, north wind at 6 miles per hour. 60 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. And trading's underway on Wall Street. The Dow is down 98 points. The S&P off almost 33 points. And the NASDAQ is down 163 points this morning. A prominent Wichita office building is up for sale. We have details in that story with the Wichita Business Journal editor, Kirk Semenoff. Good morning, Kirk.
Good morning, Steve. The High Touch Technologies building at 110 South Main is on the market. It's being listed through Landmark Commercial Real Estate with an asking price of $4.3 million. High Touch is a technology solutions provider that has been in the building nearly 20 years, but the pandemic and its aftermath have shown company leaders that they don't need nearly that much office space anymore. They are thinking about a co-working space and hybrid work for their 80 local employees. The building itself is right at 100 years old and has 107,000 square feet. With the building just two blocks from Kansas Health Science University and the under-construction Wichita Biomedical Campus, converting office space to housing has been talked about as an option. The Anchor restaurant on East Douglas that was seized last month by the Kansas Department of Revenue for non-payment of taxes is going up for auction beginning next week. Property will go on sale at a June 4th auction, and the real estate component will be a 9-day auction beginning July 1st. The auctions are part of an agreement with the Department of Revenue that will give investors a chance to acquire the assets and the option of retaining the business. Braden McCurdy of McCurdy Real Estate and Auction said it's a chance for restaurant owners, operators to preserve the anchor's business or for investors seeking the property. Boeing's CEO Kelly Ortberg had encouraging things to say about Wichita Spirit AeroSystems during an investors conference Thursday in New York. Ortberg said Boeing saw a 30% decrease in both quality and safety defects from Spirit's recent work on Boeing fuselages and other components. Ortberg also said Boeing is stabilizing its 737 MAX production at 38 per month for now and will ask the FAA to increase monthly output to 42 this summer, then 42 by the end of the year.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNCs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
47 by the end of the year. That will be good news at Spirit, where 30-day furloughs were imposed this month to slow down production. And this week's Business Journal print edition hits mailboxes today. And also on our website, a new Biz Talk with the Wichita Business Journal, with your humble servant interviewing Brianna Monk, the new CEO of Wichita Festivals, who begins her most intense 9 days of her job so far, the opening of a river fest. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Kirk Semenoff.
I had the occasion to dine a couple of times at the Anchor over the years and always thought it was a pretty good place to go. How about you? You right down there close to you for lunchtime, huh?
It's walking distance for us. And yeah, I think this is interesting because somebody may want to come in and keep the Anchor going in some form. And this it seems like a way they might be able to do it.
All right. River Festival underway this evening at 6:30 is the sundown parade, 10:45 opening night fireworks.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play, no purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Works, and we have a KEYN connection, right, Ted? What's going on with that? They're gonna.
Oh yeah, you listen to the music tonight during the fireworks live on 103.7 KEYN.
Yeah, fireworks starting at 10:45 tonight. All right, have a great weekend, Kirk. We'll see you back here on Monday. Coming up, the Glenn Beck program on KNSS. Zachary Levi is with them, a Wildwood Studios owner. So he's going to talk about social media, TV, and films on Glenn Beck
tonight.
Yeah,
that'll be good.
News at the top of the hour, Riverfest starts today. If you missed any of today's show or just want to listen again, go to the free Odyssey app. Thanks for listening. Stay tuned for Glenn Beck, Dana Lash, and news updates all day. Steve and Ted in the morning on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.